Welcome, everybody, to the Walking Tara Krista Academy of North Mastery call, which is a special call that we're doing for the Ashtar Command and Lord Ashtar, who want to share with us their role and our role in normalizing the weather patterns that are going around the Earth now, which many of them are not that natural. So we want to naturalize and normalize them. And if we step up, they can actually assist us. So this is going to be a very good call. Let's bring in the Unified Whole. 000144000 Unified Whole online. 0123456789010. Just feel yourself going up a ladder, a staircase, a golden elevator. We're going up to the dimension of oneness, which is at the 144th dimension. Unified Whole is represented by the Unified Whole Command, which there's a link on our website under the post, I think. It says Unified Whole, if you want more information on that. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just take a deep breath. Feel that frequency shift. Then we call upon the three M's while we're here in the temple. That is Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, who are the beings in charge of our mastership initiation pathway within physical bodies. We call upon them to bring us the platinum net. It spins around us and through us as we breathe in. So just take a deep breath, and as you breathe out, they will strip that away. Then we call upon the violet flame infused with the purple frequencies, which is from Saint Germain, to work on anything else that our higher selves can have us remove from our etheric bodies or any of our energetic bodies. So just breathe that in also all the way down to your Earth Star, which is about a foot below your feet. And as you breathe out, let that fill up any areas you might have missed on the in-breath. And then we call upon the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, who is the Ray Chohan of the third ray, to bring in active intelligence, which will fill in any areas that have been removed with love and compassion, ease and gentleness as we go through this process of mastership. And then we call upon the golden flame from Lord Buddha, which is the Christ consciousness. Breathe that all the way in from the soul star to the earth star, back out, earth star to soul star, filling up all areas, spinning around you, so that the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner. This fully activates your Merkaba body of light. And we ask the spiritual hierarchy to place mirrors on the outside walls of the pyramid-like structure that is created, that anything tries to enter is reflected back to source and can do no interference anywhere else. And then we call upon Archangel Michael with the blue flame of the ring past knot to be around the entire structure. We ask this for ourselves and the group, Merkaba, as we are here together. I'm Mike, and here is Melissa.
Thank you so much. Let's all take a deep breath. Through the retreat energies, we've been working with the 50 rays of God to bring them in, to just intend to bring in those higher essences to prepare us for the seventh initiation as we activate the eighth dimensional energies. So Lord Adama has asked us to work with those energies, so we're going to do that again today. We'll first start with the first set of rays, and bringing in those energies. colors upon colors coming down in through your soul star from the 144th dimension through the Antarkarana Bridge. Excuse me just a moment. A little bit of an interruption here. We start with the blue and bring in the will and power into our full body system. Golden yellow of love and wisdom. Deep pink of creative activation. Crystalline white of harmony and balance. White, green, and gold of the science of God. Ruby red with gold for inner love, devotion. Deep purple with a violet into the sacral. Seafoam green of the higher cleansing ray, feeling that coming through the whole full body system. Cleansing and purifying from the top of your head all the way to your toes, your organs, your muscles, your tendons, all the inner workings within your physical existence. Feeling the blue-green now coming into the root chakra, mixing with the crystalline. Pearl essence coming into the sacral, mixing with the purple and violet. Pink-orange coming into the solar plexus, mixing with the ruby red and gold. Gold mixing with the deep pink in the heart. Violet pink mixing with the blue in the throat. Deep blue violet in the third eye, mixing with the white, green, and gold. Light golden white coming into the crown, mixing with the golden yellow. We now move to the fifth dimensional chakra grid, the light violet white comes down through the crown, mixing with the golden yellow, the light golden white. Multi white light comes into the root, mixing with the blue green and the crystalline. Pink gold comes into the sacral, mixing with the pearl essence and the deep purple. Magenta now blends within the heart, the solar plexus, and the thymus as they become one unification of light of the divine love, mixing with all the colors within the sacral of the pink gold and the ruby red. The solar plexus. And also the heart center of the gold and the deep pink. The violet gold comes now into the throat center, blending with the deep blue and the violet pink. Blue gold comes into the third eye as it blends with the white, green, and gold and the deep blue violet. Activating now the platinum ray, which is the source of the God and the Goddess within, coming into our crown chakra, mixing with the golden yellow, the light golden white, and the light violet white. Feeling all these colors within colors expanding your chakra system, as now we call upon the higher rays to activate within the perspective chakras. Not speaking of the chakras, just allow, we'll use them by numbers. They may be translucent, they may be clear, they may be pearlescent, they may be a mixture of all the colors that we've mentioned, plus more, as they all blend together in a kaleidoscope of colors. the 23rd, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Feeling all these rays becoming the first 50 chakras, activating your full consciousness. Feeling these essences blending with your etheric body, the emotional body, the mental body, as your masculine and feminine divine become more fully activated within your heart center, along with the extra three spiritual bodies of the higher self, the monad, and the I Am presence, now being fully aligned within your earth star and your soul star. Feel the spinning of these essences together. Feel the divine love that you are, the will and power, the love and wisdom, creative activation, harmony and balance, scientific truth and knowledge from your higher being, the divine love that you are through serenity and peace, and the magical alchemist that you have become by allowing all these essences to blend within you, becoming the full master of light. Allow the colors to spin within each other, as now we're going to connect with Lord Ashtar and the Ashtar Command. We actually call upon Lord of the Great Bear Star System to overlay these energies also, as his ability brings forth all the Christed extraterrestrials to be with us. As the Ashtar Command represents the Galactic Federation of Light, that's what all of these essences represent. We will first have a discussion with Lord Ashtar, and then we will go into the exercise to help with the weathering patterns. He will explain exactly why they want to do this through us and how we can assist ourselves through this process. Everyone being your higher mind and your higher heart, fully allowing your body to relax through this process. Greetings, I am Lord Ashtar, with the Ashtar Command and so much more. Lord Sananda is here with me, along with many others. The Pleiadian Councils of Light, the Arcturian Councils of Light, the Sirian Bee, all the frequencies of light. As we are in great happiness in this moment to be able to allow our energies to connect with each of you through this process, thanking the Walking Tarot Krista for opening up the channels to allow this to happen. first let's have some discussion. First, and as Miller S.A. shared, please, please, please do be in your higher essence. Feel your galactic energies that you are. Feel the angelic energies, feel the inner earth energies, your Lemurian energies, your Arcturian energies, everything. As we bring everything into wholeness in these moments to assist in understanding what is happening upon the earth plane. So, why are we here? Well, number one, as everyone knows, there are weather patterns that are being controlled by other forces within the universe that do not want the Earth to change into the higher frequencies, to allow those energies to be implanted upon the Earth, because it is already happening through each of you and what you have been experiencing every day in your lives, especially this year, with the activations and the acknowledges. Now, you also know that our energies are becoming more visual to each of the human eyes in the skies, that our awareness is much more deeper, our connections are becoming closer. So why not have an understanding of what this all means? And I know that since the equinox, I think it was, it was told that we would be more actively taking a role within your lives, not to create disclosure, but to have an open partnership with one another. Because each of you are striving to become those leaders of the new earth so that each of us can walk together. Right now, that is your role. You are learning to be the pioneers and to bring in the higher ascension energies to help guide. And then eventually we're all going to be walking together, but you are being guided by many, many masters through this process. And we are very, very happy to be part of Walking Terra Christa and to give this level of information to assist each of you of understanding the process that you are undergoing and what this means in the new year. First, let us talk about our representation for the new year and our perspective of what 2014 means. It means to us that we have the availability to become more visible within your world. Of course, we have been in your skies for quite some time, but many do not see us as most of you are perceiving us. I think Melloreth has taught many people through the years of how to look at us. She has been working with us for quite some time, for many years. So we're very, very happy that we can extend this connection through her to each of you. 2014 gives us the availability to communicate more fully, not just for you to see us in the skies, but for us to gather information that is not just of a general sense. We're talking about disclosure. My, we would all love disclosure, wouldn't we? But we are not in that position at this time. So each of you must understand that the work that needs to be done, and we think that most of you do, if not all of you, understand that work needs to be prepared for, but it's not just going to happen immediately, and that is what we are here to assist. Let's face it. The lovely groups of society, of this world, have been in control for a very long time, and they're losing their ground because of each of you bringing these accelerations into yourself and allowing Gaia to receive them fully. So there is a push to do more in certain areas. And you must understand that not all geographic areas will be saved through this process. Parts of them will be, other parts will not, because there is so much debris within the land, and that we need more and more individuals such as yourself to be able to tune into these energies to make them more guarded, to make them more presentable, to receive the higher frequencies through Gaia's energy. And as we bring forth our frequencies to help in this process, we've had many, many meetings upon how we can do this. So we want our role in 2014 to be more active in your consciousness, more active, not just looking at a channel and saying, oh, that's interesting, I like those words. But what each of us can do for each other, we cannot do it without your help. You cannot do it without our help. So we're all coming together in the unity consciousness. As this year has been told through this, the groups in the last few days of 2014, Lord Adama has shared that it's grounding unity. So that means that every individual upon the planet is becoming more of their multidimensional self of the source and allowing those energies to be grounded within their physical body, which is going to assist Gaia and so many others. The teachings that have been brought forth the last few days have helped people to understand this process. And now we come in to give an added dimension. We are also working with Mikos of the Hollow Earth, from the Library of Puerto Logos, to assist in the process of the inner Earth cities that are around the globe, to also be very active in this consciousness that we want to bring forth. Because as you see, we cannot do it alone. What occurred for all of us within Atlantis and Lemuria is something that we do not want to repeat, and this is how we need to assist. Because without this work being done, the mastery work, the stepping into the responsibility of what that means for each individual soul, will assist the planet in bringing structure, bringing the conformity that is necessary that we did not have during those past timelines. So this is what we are representing for 2014. Little background story. First off, I'm going to ask a question before that. Excuse me, my thought process is a little confused right now. How many of you are affected by the weather patterns? Now, I know that everyone is affected physically, especially if there are tremendous snowstorms or rainstorms or tornadoes or hurricanes, volcanoes, whatever the eruption within the planet can be, it can disrupt the human conditioning of each individual soul. But as you are accelerating your energies to a higher state of existence, when there are weather patterns that are really not part of the natural order, it can cause interruptions in your acceleration, which means that you are working very hard to receive your fifth dimensional body. That in itself is a challenge to begin with, as you all know. A challenge physically, a challenge mentally, emotionally, all aspects of your being, because you have many timelines of that get in the way of having to look at things consistently, looking at what happened to you in a previous timeline, and making the necessary changes through that process. It's important to understand that when you are going through these challenges, that it really is very relevant to be in your higher consciousness, even though you want to be in the lowest consciousness state of the physical body. Because healing cannot be done just by taking vitamins or herbs alone. The reason that you don't feel well is because your body can't handle the higher consciousness, so it goes through a releasement period of what the body experienced in other timelines, or maybe this lifetime because of the cellular structure. So that in itself is a huge challenge by itself. But then what happens is weather patterns start to act in certain ways. And they're usually around special events. Christmas, any holidays, solstices, equinox, anything that's going to be a higher vibrational energy can, there can be extreme weather patterns that are not of a natural order, especially when they happen at a time of the year when there usually is not that kind of weather patterns. Example, Mount Shasta for the fall equinox received a snowstorm on the top of the mountain when people were working with the energies for the equinox, because this equinox is very, very important. So in hopes of that snowstorm, it would stop individuals from doing their rituals with the heavens and the earth and the prayers of the seasons. That is a perfect example. It usually happens in areas where people are going to be gathering, but not always. It can happen in areas like New York City. It can happen in areas of where there is high traffic of individuals. It can happen in areas where extreme flooding can occur that would cause major problems to individuals. Tornadoes ripping towns and towns apart. That's what happened in Oklahoma. That is not a natural disaster. The energy may have started in that way, but it was beefed up to a higher frequency, so there would be great damage. It would cause destruction to people. It would cause people to be in fear and in anger. And this is what usually happens. So it came to our attention that we could assist. So we've been working with Michael on the inner plane level. And Michael gets very upset about these things. He has a certain awareness that is very acute and tuned into the galactic frequencies. As we work with both of them very consistently, and he wanted to know if there was something that could be done. The other element is, do you get a headache before a weather condition? Well, the rest of it does. The kind of headache that would put people completely on their back for 24 hours. Some may call these migraines. A pressure across your head. That is a distinct sign that something is happening of a frequency. Because of the level of her acceleration, she is sensitive to that. And there is probably many of you that also feel the same way. Because when you have a very sensitive energy field, that is going to affect you immediately. Like putting your finger in a light socket. And what if you kept that finger in the light socket? Of course, you wouldn't last very long. But it is an immediate reaction to your field. So this is what is occurring with many people. A few months ago, Michael and Malarese, and I think they had another participant here. I think Anila was here with us. And they decided that we wanted to confirm to them that we could do an exercise to assist. You see, we can't do it all on our own. So if you, each of you individuals on the earth plane can assist through this process, then we can assist even more. Because we don't know what you're feeling on the ground level. we're not in your body, unless we just decide to come in your body. And so we're not sure how you're reacting to anything that is happening on the earth. But yet now we know so much more than we did before. After our discussion with Michael, we have taken a survey through many individuals through the planet, and we have seen that there are extreme conditions on many different levels for people, mostly individuals that are not working on the ascension process receive depression. They become very sick. They may get a sinus pressure or a problem. They become very lethargic. The energy just shifts within them. So when we performed the exercise with the three individuals, we knew that more individuals would help to assist in this process. So today, we have been invited to be part of the retreat program, and we wanted to bring this publicly to many other individuals so that each of you can be assisted through this process. The other elements that can occur are the moon cycles. Some of you that are very aware of the astrological conditions would probably know more. The point is, when you rise yourself above the third dimensional existence, the astrological accelerations do not become as imperative. You can rise above through some of those situations, such as Mercury retrograde, such as Venus retrograde, such as the planets moving in backwards motion, the alignment of different planets. You may still feel it, but through the work that you are doing with your mastery program, you can attune yourself to a completely different directive space. So it is at this point, this is why we have chosen to come through Malarese and to assist each of you publicly, because we know that the work that they are doing will assist us even more so. Because if you come to this understanding about the rays of God and how they are being filtered onto the earth plane by just you commanding them to be, allowing yourself to sense it yourself and then extend it to others, that is of great assistance. The exercise that we did with Malarese and Mike and Ganila was very short. It was not long and involved, and individuals could do this at any time. But our goal is to meet with each of you, correct, Michael? At certain times during the year, so that we can work on these energies together around the world. Because we know that some of you are around the world. Even if you are not on the live call, it will truly assist to do the work. It will be a continuation of the energies, but the live calls are very important. So we take this time in this moment, first of all, to say thank you. We're in deep gratitude of you wanting to help and not sitting back and saying, show me the way and then I shall walk. But yet now you are taking the responsibility within yourself to be the masters of this earth, to walk into the new earth, because we need your assistance. You see, these interactions from those forces are not going to stop, because until they see that it is dissipating and making the world not the way they want it to be, then that is not going to cease. So until that time, we have to work together cohesively. We have to come together in unity. Since 2014 represents unity and grounding that unity, we want to assist in that process and allow these energies that we're going to be bringing forth to be a partnership. And it truly is a partnership. We cannot do this without you, as you will see the process. So as Melarese already shared with you about the 50 rays of God, let's just think about all those different colors that you bring into yourself. And let us first think about the first 7 rays. We're just going to start with those because they are the planetary rays. They are still needed for Gaia. So she still needs to receive these rays. Of course, the higher rays do help, but at first we want to just can really work within these first 7 rays. So let us just breathe deeply and let us come together in this moment as we of the Ashtar Command fully bring in our essences, overlighting within your skies, no matter where you are. And we feel the energetic exchange coming from the elders of grace with the God force. Let us first intuit all these rays of essences. We ask for the blue of the will and power. Feel that essence within you now, just through your whole full body system, nothing separate. And allow it to go into your earth star for each one. The golden yellow for love and wisdom. This is when your mental mind becomes illuminated, and we need to illuminate mental minds upon this planet. And then we go into the deep pink. This is adoration and love from the deepest part so that we can manifest these energies together and movement. Feel that pink love. Now these colors are going to blend within you and swirl within you from your soul star to your earth star. And then we bring in the crystalline light of harmony and balance. And then we bring in the science of God, your truth, your knowledge. Some of you have a deep knowledge of how these energies are working, quantum physics. Feel that crystalline light now coming through you. Now the white, green, and gold is the science of God, your truth and knowledges. I think I skipped a step there. And then we bring in, I want to bring in the purple ray first with the ceremonial magic and transmute any thoughts, any processes, anything that's coming up that doesn't fit the totality of God's essence of unity, of grounding this unity fully within us, as we are now doing the same thing. And then we bring in the peace and inner devotion, serenity of the ruby red and the gold. Now, some of you may think this is very weird, the Lord Ashtar is bringing forth these essences, but they're part of us, too. We also have worked within, we're part of the God force. So our planetary structures have worked within these essences also. Of course, the way that we work with them is in a much higher technology than what you are doing. But allow us to be, now you are your life body. I want you to feel your galactic self. And just envision if you were to walk on another planet, how strange you would look to those people as we look strange to you. Now hold that frequency. Hold it deeply. Now, each bus of the Ashtar Command, the Galactic Federation of Light, are now awaiting your energies. So you bring this energy from the God Force into you, And now you extend it outside of your field, just allowing it to extend out. And as you extend it out, you're going to go out of your hemisphere. You're going to move into the heavens above. I want you to feel the essence of light from us. And now we are doing the same with you. As our energies now are connecting, our frequencies of light. This is to help you to feel the essence of our partnership together. We're all vibrational energy at this point, without the physical existence. And allow these rays to extend through the hemispheres, beyond the sky, unto each of us, as we do the same to you. And we meet in between. We meet and intertwine our energies. So in your star systems, we're like sparkles of light without embodiment, and we connect with each other. Take a moment and feel those essences blending as we now start our partnership. Infusion within each other. Allow yourself to just experience our love, our ability to want to be more with each of you, just as you do with each of us. Our hearts are now connected. Our vibrational hearts, everything is the vibrational energy flowing through the hemispheres. And as we do this, we feel the essence of Gaia. And as we feel the global essence of this earth, we know that we need to come together because this is part of our contract. Each of us have chosen to work with one another. That it was deemed appropriate when the time was right that we would make our communication known to each of you so that you could step out of where you were and to realize the magnificence of our global partnership together. We have chosen to be in your skies to make you aware. We have chosen to awaken your hearts for you to remember. And some of you have chosen to be closer to each of us because your timelines with us are in close proximity more than the Earth timeline. But it does not mean that you don't have elements to clear. But in this moment, that is not our purpose to talk about clearing our timelines. Our purpose is to fully connect with each of you in 2014. So now I ask you to bring those energies back down within yourself, within your higher essence, and ground them. And we will do the same. Our connection is still there, which it will always be, which is what the vibration activation was about. We needed to bring this part of the visualization together for each of you to feel our essence more fully instead of just listening to the words, but feeling it in your heart, feeling it in your higher heart, so that we can come together cohesively to do this work. So in this moment, let us all take some breaths and allow that higher frequency that you have become through this connection with each of us. And now we feel your human qualities more deeply because we have connected with each of you. We see how it is painful. It is a moment of missing your star brothers and sisters just as much as we miss you and wanting to be with us as we want to be with you. We feel your human qualities. But we know that you can rise above the lower vibrational essence that holds you down into that third dimension in your physical body. So right now, you are moving into that fifth dimensional construct, that consciousness that you are. Let it filter through all parts of your body. Because now we have more of an understanding about what you go through. We've always had an idea, but now we have a strong connection through the feeling level as our essences have blended together. Now we can really do the work. So let us take a moment. And I'm going to ask Michael to give the words. Because basically what we are doing, this is his idea of how to do this. And we just assisted and knew that the time was right. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask each of you every day, if you feel the need to, and then globally, we will get together every so often through the year to work on the entire global situation. So at this moment, we're going to work on the entire global situation, but you can do this in your location on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or when you feel weather patterns are becoming very extreme in your area. To take a moment and connect with within our hearts, as we just did now, is bring forth that remembrance through your breath. Bringing forth the essences of the rays of God, you can just speak them and allow them to come into your full body system, and then use the words, I now connect with the Ashtar command from my heart center to their heart center to allow my partnership to begin. The word zone not have to be exact. Then you just are commanding within yourself that you're going to connect with each of us through this process. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to receive that transmission from you. You state your name, and then you say, I now command.
The energies of my physical self in its balanced and perfect state, which is how you should be feeling now with these rays. And I send these energies up 10 miles to the Ashtar Command, into the outside levels of the Earth's atmosphere, so that the Ashtar Command can then take them and use them to balance the field. And that's really all you have to do. The most important part, of course, is bringing that balanced state of awareness into your own field first. Because the other aspect of this is that we are a free will planet, and each individual soul upon it has to step into that free will domain in order to create the world they want to create. And it gives the Ashtar Command much more leeway into being able to use the energies, because they have been invocated and created by you individually for the collective. And that's pretty much all there is to it.
Thank you very much, Michael. So let me just explain a little bit, keeping with your breath, of what our connection is about. This brings us physically closer to each other. Due to free will and the Christ of beings that we are, we cannot interfere without receiving guidance from you that it is okay to do so. So we are stepping into that realm of accepting each other and working together cohesively for planet Earth and for Gaia. So as you are becoming that guide for each of us, you are incorporating the rays of God. You're sending them out to us, and then in turn, we can assist and allow the magnetic fields that are occurring within the atmosphere to be of a natural order. Through our technologies, we have the ability to allow this to happen, and through each of you. It's important to understand that we cannot do this without you, that each of you are creating the new earth, that each of you are walking towards the new earth upon this earth. And we are here to assist in that process because we want our relationship to be much closer than it is presently, as so many of you know. So with the oncoming energies of what we have just done, you may see more of us. You may see our ships, our light ships, coming across your skies. Take a moment and connect with our energies, because it is a confirmation of what we are doing together. So now, let us do it for the entire globe of the world. Because individually, you can do this in your own area. But let us come to a point of reference. As each of us connect together with this energy, our hearts are intertwined. If you can imagine one of our starships being the size of the world, we will connect with your essence as a global consciousness to come together to help guide. So let us breathe and connect. and say to yourself, I now call upon the Ashtar Command and the Federation of Light to connect through my heart essence. And let us just visually feel each of us as souls arising out of the body and going up to the heavens as you are hand within hand. And within those hands and hands, we have other souls arriving. We have souls that are coming from the inner earth cities. We have galactic souls. We have all souls coming together as we're rising into the hemisphere of Gaia, hands within hands around the globe, just floating around the world within each other, connecting our essences together. Our starships are way above at this point. Take a moment and feel your partners on the left and the right. Allow yourself to just connect through your heart as we're circling around the globe in a clockwise manner. And as we circle around the globe, we connect with each other and Gaia around the world. We activate and actualize. We have initiated the race. We have activated the energies from our essences. And now we actualize both the energies of the rays and the galactic forces together as a force field around the globe, hands within hands, masters, angels, galactics, inner earth, all one in one around the globe. We take the energies that we are bringing forth and allow the starship above to take away anything that does not serve Gaia's purpose, to allow her to fully release and purge what she no longer needs. As this happens, the core of the earth, of Gaia, surges upwards outside the globe through our circle of light, and our starship above pulls it away. Feel the surge of magnetic and electrical energies occurring at this time. Pressure is now alleviated as the starship moves up above, taking it out into the atmosphere as each of us, all together, being blessed by the source of light that we are, with now 330 rays of God, feeling colors upon colors, and we find ourselves moving now down onto the atmosphere of the earth. And as we do that, we become closer and closer, our circle, as this portal of light from the core of Gaia is now being infused with all these rays of God as they go into the core of her being. we move with it, and we're floating very lightly down onto the earth. But as we're doing that, we feel ourselves just parachuting downwards, downwards, downwards. And we land on a part of the earth. You may know where you are, or you may not know where you are. Right now, your job is just to extend these rays of God onto the earth with your breath and extension of your full body system. You take a breath as it comes down through your soul star. It goes down into your earth star and expands out of you three times. One. Two. Three. And the life formations are traveling everywhere, and now you have done your job. So now it is time to lift yourself up off the globe as we come up together to the highest part in the hemispheres, holding hands once again. And as we hold hands once again, we are blessed by the source of light, by the creative energies of Divine Mother and Father God, and all the planetary structures of the Christed beings that we are, as Lord Sananda blesses each of us for the work that we are doing together. You feel within your body a peacefulness, a blessing, a joy. As each of these rays now purges anything else that may have passed through our field. And we just circle around the globe one more time in a circle of air and light. And feel the power of our energies together as we are creating a force field with the Galactic Federation of Light that is here to assist. It is now time to allow your frequencies to come back down into your body. It's now time to leave the hemisphere. We acknowledge each other for the work that we have just done. You feel yourself slowly coming back into body, but there's something different. There's a deep connection to the systems of the universes, the multi-universes, and the God-creative sources that we are. What we have just done, it's create a force field of light between all of us to assist in the planetary functions of the globe. It is now our turn to do the work. You have done your job. And most of all, we are deeply grateful to be able to connect with each of you in this manner. We have taken on a responsibility together, as we could not do it separately, either parties. We are one once again, and we will be together physically. These are our beginning stages. I thank you for participating, and we thank you deeply for looking to the skies and wanting to see the purest reflection of light that we are in your lives. Continue to work with us in all forms, not just as the Galactic Federation, but each of the Christed planetary levels. We are here to assist you in all that you are experiencing, because the new Earth will be all of our Earth. in deepest blessing of our existence together. I am Lord Ashtar at your service.
Okay. Excuse me. Let's bring those energies back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100. You can push down on your knees or the top of your head. 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And just take a deep breath and ground them all the way into Gaia within your physical essence. And we thank each and every one of you for being with us.
Namaste.